Song, isn't it? Were you singing along? Because Ken, I couldn't see your lips moving. Oh, sorry. Amen. Now, I'm up here in this little echo chamber here. It echoes, and you hear in here, I'm loud. I can't hear Brian when he's singing. I'm sitting there, and I couldn't hear you. So your job is to sing louder than the preacher. All of you against just me. Amen. We'll see who wins that battle. Praise the Lord. Take your Bibles, please. And open them up to John, 2 John. 2 John. Yes, 2 John. And then from there, we're going to go to John 14 and Mark 4. This is just, I'm going to share, as I did in Sunday school this morning, just share one of the devotions my wife and I have been having lately. And it's so good to have devotions with your spouse or with your children. And they don't have to be long, but it's a little devotion that it means you either get a daily devotion or just open up the Bible and just read a little bit together and talk about a little bit that you read. And because my wife, you know, works, like right now she's working and she'll get home around midnight. And then so she goes right to bed. And then she gets up and has to go to work at 5:30 in the morning. So she goes right to work, and then she has another job. So when she comes home, she's really tired. And so she goes, so we don't have a lot. But lately, we've been making time, and that's a good thing. And we've been spending time in just together. And I just want to share this with you that I thought it was good. And 2 John, are you there? 2 John chapter 1, I'd like you to read verses 2 down to verse 4. It says, for the truth's sake, which dwells in us and shall be with us forever. Now just stop for a second. For the what's sake? The truth's sake. It's saying that the truth dwells in us and will be in us forever. And we know, those of us that know the Bible, we kind of know where that's going to go, what the truth is and all that, but some don't. But the point is the truth and the spirit of truth is in you, right? That means there should never be a time in your life where you're deceived, or where you're blinded, or you don't know what you're doing, or you don't know why you're doing it. I just wanted to lay that out there. So it says, we'll read 2 again, read down to 4. For the truth's sake, which dwells in us and shall be with us forever, grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Now, verse 4, we're going to stop there for a minute. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. So the title is Walking in Truth. But that's the whole point of this, is walking in truth. How can you walk in truth? Well, you have the truth in you. We just read that. Right? The truth is in you. So you should absolutely, positively make God happy and walk in truth. And what I mean by that is walking in truth, it comes from spending time with truth. You can't walk in truth or walk with truth if you don't spend time in it. If you don't spend time with it. And think about this, that spending time alone with God is the only way that you will spend time with truth. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight, very briefly. Look in John chapter 14, please. Book of John 14. And we know this by the, probably, if not besides John 3:16, I think John 14:6 is one of the most popular and known verses. And it's a reason for that, because it's such a good verse. But in John 14:6, we know Jesus said unto them, I am the way and the truth. You see that? So we know when it says that you have the truth in us and dwells in us and is going to be with us forever. And he said, I get no greater joy to hear that my children are walking in truth. So Jesus said, I'm the truth. So we know that we have the truth in us. And in John 15, it tells us that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, which Jesus calls the Comforter, he also calls the Spirit of Truth. He says, the Spirit of Truth is in you. I just want to think about truth tonight. That's all. Let's think about truth for a little while. In John 8:32, might as well turn there. Won't hurt you. John chapter 8. Many of you already could quote this verse and know this verse. And I'm going fast just for your sakes. But in John 8, say amen if you're there. Verse 32, Jesus once again is speaking and he says these words, and you shall know the truth. Now, I know everyone wants to say the rest of the part. And the truth shall make you free. Let's just stop there. You shall know the truth. And that's the thing is, how can you walk in truth if you don't know the truth? How can you walk in truth if you don't spend time in truth? Correct? It's just common sense. And we understand, we know by the scriptures that Jesus is the truth. So it gets a little farther than that, but he says, you shall know the truth. And we know that Jesus is the truth, that Jesus is also the word of God. John 1:1. Who can quote it? Bob, you want to quote it?
The beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word
was God. Amen. And that's a verse that everyone should be able to be very familiar with. I knew, that's why I said it, because I knew so many people. In the beginning, just like in Genesis, in the beginning was the word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we also know 12 verses later, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father. So we know that Jesus is the Word of God. We know that He is the truth of God. And we also know what? That He is God. So we know a lot, and that's what it says. You shall know the truth, and that truth will make you free. But I just want you to understand about knowing the truth, walking in truth, spending time in the truth. And we'll get there. If you look with me in Mark chapter 4, we'll see where this is going. How many were at the ladies' fellowship? One. That's it? Just one he is? Two he is. Well, I got this from the lesson that my wife was talking about, that's because we were as our devotion. And I thought, you know what, this is really good because now I'm changing around, but that's how I got it from that in the devotion that I think you ladies shared. And Mark chapter 4, are you there? Look in verse 33 with me. Mark 4, 33 says this. Again, is that right? No, I'm in Matthew, excuse me. It had an M. I know. So that's what happens when I don't mark it. Then I have to flick through it. All right, Mark chapter 4, verse 33 says, and with many such parables spoke he, that he is Jesus, the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. Verse 34, but without a parable spoke he not unto them. And look what it says. And when they were, say it, church, alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. You see, his disciples were in the groups. His disciples followed him around. His disciples heard him, but they weren't able to understand what he was saying to them. It wasn't until they were alone with him. And when they were alone with him, he was able to expound all things to them. And that's what it's talking about. How can you walk in the truth if you don't know the truth? And the truth will make you free, but that's not the message tonight. The message is knowing the truth. How do you get to know? How do you get to walk? What is truth? We know that in John 17:17, Jesus' prayer to the Father was, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And we know Jesus is the word, right? And we know by this, it says it wasn't until they got alone that he, alone with Jesus, alone with God, did he expound all things to them. What do I want my friends and my brethren to know? I want you to know you need to spend time alone with God. You must. You cannot walk in truth. You cannot know truth. You can come to church all you want. And we're in this group together. And what if there was 500? You know what I mean? It's like, doesn't matter if there's five or 500. It's not until you get alone. And you get alone in that spirit of truth, the spirit that dwells in you that we read, that will now speak to you. See, I don't want to be the one speaking to you. As he always prays, everyone has a prayer they like to say, and he always says, hide me behind the cross. Take me away. I don't want you to hear me. I don't want you to see me. I don't want to be me at all. I want you to hear God. Because that's what it's all about, hearing God. And each and every one of you that have Christ in you, you know you have, you've been born again, well, you have a spirit of truth dwelling in you that wants to tell you truth. wants to talk to you, wants to be alone with you. But we get busy, and the devil knows how to keep us busy and stressed and all these different things. We're so busy, and we don't get a chance to really spend a lot of alone time with God. But it's only in that alone time will the Spirit of truth, which is Christ, speak to you and expound to you all things. It's going to expound to you what is truth. God wants to spend alone time with us, amen, with you. And what? Why? Why? To reveal something amazing, something unknown to us. God wants to reveal something that you don't know unto you. Now, some of you might say, I don't know anything. Well, that's great. He's got a lot to tell you. Some of you might say, I know everything. You don't know anything then. My point is, what do you think it is that God wants to get you alone for? What do you think it is that he wants to reveal to you? What do you think it is that he wants to talk the truth to you? You remember that old, I hate talking about movies, sounds carnal, but he said you can't handle the truth, like that one phrase. You can't. People want truth, but they can't handle it, right? It's like, God forbid if you ever told your friends or your family members, the truth. Oh, there's a fight going on right there. Somebody's getting mad. You know why? Because of pride. Only by pride comes contention, the Bible says. Only by pride comes contention. And so therefore, have you ever had contention between another human being? Come on. Well, we should, and that's normal. It's going to happen. But you should never have contention with the Spirit of God. Amen. If the Spirit of God wants to speak to you, and the Spirit of God wants to speak to you alone, but you never get alone with him. You don't spend time with him. And it's not spend time for, I feel all warm and fuzzy. It's time for him to reveal truth to you. And what that truth is what I want to really just talk about. It's, I believe with all my heart, it's truth about ourselves. I believe what God wants to do is to reveal truth about your inner being. In that little devotion that I got this from, it says in there, and did I write it down? I don't know. I should. It said that the Holy Spirit wants to explore every nook and cranny of your character. I like that, every nook and cranny. The Holy Spirit wants to get into every little nook and cranny of your character, because the truth of the matter is, we're all a bunch of characters, but what we need is godly character. And the truth of the matter is people don't want to change. They don't want to be told that's not right. They don't want to be, and you can have a problem with me all you want. My job is to preach, and my job is to teach, and I'm going to step on your toes. You know, it's my job. If you go to a church and they just make you feel good, the guy's not doing his job. Your job is to preach and teach the truth. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to get offended. Because nobody wants to hear they're doing something wrong. Nobody wants to hear I'm not good enough. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear that. And I don't blame you. But the truth of the matter is, the Holy Spirit wants to get along with you to tell you something, reveal something to you that no, he doesn't want your dad, your pastor, your parents, your boss telling you something. He wants to tell you something. And the only way you can do that is you've got to get along with him. And he will reveal truth about you, about you. Look in Luke 4, please. You know what one thing the Spirit of truth does? Remember we read it and said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? You know what, to me, when I think of that verse, and you might not, but when I think about that verse, I think of healing. I think of healing because people are bound by Satan's lies, and people are bound by hatred, and people are bound by anger, and people are bound by hurt. You know what I mean? It's like people, the worst sickness and illness is of a broken heart. When somebody's heart's broken, how do you fix them? You can go up and you can hug on them and love them, and maybe for a few seconds they'll feel better. But they have to go home with that broken heart. I believe that this truth, what the truth does, he makes you free. He heals you. I believe the truth is there inside of you that God can heal you. I mean, heal you where it counts the most, in your heart. Look in chapter 4, look in verse 18 with me. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Look at this. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives. You know how many people are bound captive? I'm not talking jail cells. I'm talking in their minds, fear, captivated by fear, anxieties, depressions. Oh my goodness, they're captivated. And God wants to make them free. He wants to heal them. He wants to let them go and let them free and to live a real bountiful life. How can you have a honest to goodness, joy, 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 if you're bound with pain and suffering and sadness? You can't. You could try, but you can't. And I believe with all my heart, the reason God wants to get you alone is so that he can reveal things about you, because he knows you and he loves you and you can trust him and he wants to reveal truth about you. Problem is, people don't want to hear truth about themselves. They want to hear truth about everyone else. My wife posted something on Facebook. I liked it. She said, I might mess it up, but she said, let's gossip, right? She said, let's gossip about God. I heard that God was the healer. You know what I mean? And then everyone else said, someone said, I heard that God was the deliverer. Well, I heard, you know what I mean? Like, let's gossip about God. Let's talk about, let's gossip. Well, what I heard about him, and I wrote in there, I heard that he's God. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like really neat to talk about God like that. Well, I heard. The problem is we don't want to hear about us. We want to hear about other people. We like gossip. You know what I mean? We go, oh, what happened over there? Well, tell me. I mean, you'll drop everything. You'll be so busy doing this and someone, listen, I can't talk. I can't. What'd you say? Someone, Lois found in what? You know, like you want to hear gossip. And the truth, man, that's just the way we are. But I want to hear truth about me, because there's no way I can get better unless I know about it. And that's what a pastor's job is. That's what the word of God is. But you have a spirit of truth dwelling in you. And here, look what he said. He said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He is to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind. You see, that's the problem. People can't see. How can you see out there if you can't see in here? How many people can be honest? Don't be spiritual and just raise your hand. I say, I have problems. And I don't mean outward problems. I mean inward problems. Yeah, like today. Today was a great day. But when I couldn't shut up. Blah, 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 blah. And then my wife said, you can't. And I'm like, oh man, what an idiot. Like, what a fool. I felt like a fool. You're like, yeah, it's true. I was so excited. First time I felt that good in a long time. And I was just rambling on. And then sometimes you talk too much, right? Yes. Okay, that's it. It's done. I'm done. No. Sometimes you talk too much. Sometimes you don't listen enough. Sometimes you have bad habits, bad characters, and you got to live with somebody. You know, it's like women. Oh, here I go. My wife will continually tell me, put the cap on the toothpaste. All right. And I do. But did you see all your makeup everywhere? You got like 15 things all over the place. And you're going to tell me about a little cap for the toothpaste that you use too? My point is, we all have character flaws, you know, to get along with people. And God wants you to get along with everybody. He does. The only offense you should ever offend somebody is this, is with the truth of the gospel. Everything else, they should like you because you're kind and you're sweet and you're gentle and you're nice and you're fun. Christians are fun. You know, we're fundamental Christians. We're supposed to have fun and we are a little mental, but you know, it's just, you know, how can you have fun if you're not a little mental? But he said here to set at liberty them that are bruised. And if you're bruised in your heart and no one knows it but God, if you're held captive by fear and anxieties and depressions, if you are brokenhearted, and that's what gets me, because there's so many people that are brokenhearted and I love them and I want to fix them and I can't fix anybody. You know what I mean? And it's your job. It's kind of being like a doctor and that's your job, but you can't fix anybody. You're like, you feel like a failure. And so, but I can't fix anyone, but I know someone who can. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. And he's awesome. He's fixed me. He's still working on me, trust me. But he's fixed me. I used to have a broken heart. It's not broken anymore. I used to have bad attitude. It's not bad, that bad, not that bad anymore. My point is that you have to spend time alone so the truth can speak to you about you. One, to allow that spirit to go into every nook and cranny of your life. And I just want you to think about how by the truth about all things that he said, he expounds all things to use us. He wants to use you, but there's some things hindering you, stopping you, so he wants to speak to you about him. He wants to be alone with us. Just that alone, that God, anybody would want to be alone with me is, thank you, Jesus, amen? And with the Spirit of truth to make us or to take us through those nooks and crannies of our character, you know what it's called? Self-examination. Because you're never by yourself. If you will self-examine yourself, spend time away, quiet, and look deep in yourself, and find out, see, I'll tell you how I do it for me, is when I get like mad or I get hurt, let's just say hurt. You ever get hurt? Yes. I stop and I get along, I'm like, why am I hurt? And I want to know why it's hurting me. Because you know what it is? If I push my finger on your forehead, you don't feel anything. If I push it on your elbow, you don't feel anything. If I push it on a sore, some sore spot, you go, ow. You have a sore spot somewhere. And that's what's going on. Holy Spirit wants to reveal you have a wound here. You have a wound here and you have to treat it and God will heal it. What it is, but you have to be aware of it. You know what I mean? You have to realize I'm prideful. I'm envious. I'm jealous. I'm this. Let him get into every nook and cranny. So when we have self-examination, I like to say with the great physician himself, you do know that his name is Counselor. I like him to counsel me. Amen. I like him to have a physical examination. How many people have ever been to a doctor? Amen. You ever have examination? They check you out. They don't do a good job. They don't. My doctor's like, how you feeling? All right, see you later. Here's some, you know. It's like, you know, he wants me to poop in a cup. Excuse me for, you know. I'm just saying, that's it? Here's this. What is this? You got to put, what do they call it? Bowel movement? BM? I'm learning. I didn't know this. I called it poop, and my wife said, you can't say that. I'm like, you can't? BM. So everyone's supposed to know that. I had no clue what that was. BM, what's my BM? You know, bowel movement. I'm like, huh? You want me to poop in a bag and mail it? I mean, come on. Am I the only one that they wanted that done? Am I alone? I'm jumping in that tank right now if I'm alone. If I'm the only one, I'm in trouble. But I'm like, I went to the doctor to get checked out, and he wants to check out my poo-poo. And I'm like, I don't understand it. At least when I go to Jesus, he doesn't care about my poo-poo. He cares about my heart. Amen. He cares about Mike, your character. Your character. You talk too much. You're this too much. You get angry quick. You expect too much. You this, that. And that's when I like, oh my goodness, Lord, I'm so sorry. Thank you. Help me work on this. Let me hurry up and finish. The inner examination comes when we, please listen, so I will be finished. The inner examination comes when we are concerned about relationships. If you have a husband or a wife, you should be concerned about your relationship. Don't ever take another person for granted. They're a human being. They have feelings too. They might have things going on in their past never told you about. You know, it's called baggage. We all have it. But the truth of the matter is we should be kind and nice to the person that matters the most, your spouse. They're the ones that you're going to be with forever. They're the ones, I keep telling my wife, say, you better be nice to me because I'm putting you right in a nursing home when you're done, when you're old. But if you're nice to me, I'll let you hang out in the house. I'll take care of you. But if you should care about your relationships, right? You should care. Well, if you don't care about a relationship, you're not going to really seek into it, look into it. And we just take people for granted. Don't take the Holy Spirit for granted. God gave you the Spirit of truth. And what happens is when we're concerned about our relationships, our alone time with God reveals the truth about us and about all things. Most of all, the time that we're not able to hear it. See, most of the time, we're not able to hear the truth. We're not able to hear the truth about us. And until God keeps you coming to church, maybe tenderizing you. You know what tenderizing is? How do you tenderize meat? You thank you. I love her. Please don't leave. She always knows exactly. You smack it with a hammer, with lumps in that hammer. I wham, wham. I don't know about you, but sometimes my heart gets a little hard and I need some tenderizing. And then when it's nice and tender, God says, okay, now you ready to listen? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So my point is, and I will finish with 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And what I want you to realize is this. What is the moral of the story? Spend alone time with God. I don't care if you're a young boy, young man, 15, 16, or an older person, 97, or in between. You need to spend alone time with God so that He can reveal to us amazing and awesome truths about ourselves. And then when we receive it about ourselves, guess what else? He keeps on going. And then He gives us revelations of the Word of God and of the future and just of everything He says. But here in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, one of my favorite verses, it says, verse 5, you all there? It says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. And I like this part. No, you're not your own selves. Don't you know? Honestly, if you're going to know anything, remember it says you shall know the truth. If you're going to know anything, you ought to know yourself, right? We care more about everyone else than we do ourselves when it comes to, oh, that's so-and-so, President Trump and this and that. What about you? That's why Jesus said, don't be so quick to judge other people. Why don't you judge yourself first? Why don't you start looking in before you start looking out? But he says, know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you. Remember that Spirit of Truth dwells in you and dwells in you forever. Do you have that Spirit of Truth dwelling in you? Is there times where you hear the Holy Spirit of God convict you? And I'm not talking about sins of, I'm talking about inner crannies and nooks and crannies in your heart that no one else knows about. You know, just attitudes and thought patterns, your every nook and cranny of your character. And the only way He'll ever reveal that to you is you got to get alone with God. Now you ask yourself, examine yourself, how much time do you spend with God each day? How much alone time, just you and Him? And I don't mean just you and Him reading, which that's good. Bring your Bible with you. And I don't mean alone time you and praying. I mean just alone with your thoughts. So many people don't like their thoughts, Anton. They don't like their own thoughts. You know what the Bible says? That the thoughts of the righteous are only plenteous. They're only good. And when I get alone, I don't want to talk about myself, but I never have bad thoughts. I always have good thoughts, like something that out of the scriptures God will reveal to me. You know, or He'll tell me about somebody needs prayer or someone that I haven't thought about in a long time. I'm like, yeah, I should go visit them. You know what I mean? It's always good. Don't be afraid to get alone with your own thoughts. And don't be afraid to get alone with God, Bob. You know what I mean? And it says, know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Who knows what that word reprobate means? It means cast off. You had a good teacher to teach you that one. And the only cast off I can think of is when Jesus said, I never knew you. Or when the rapture comes and you're not taken up because you didn't never, I never knew you. Think about that. He said, I never knew you. That means that whoever that person is, never spent alone time with Him. Never really cared about the relationship. And if you care about your relationship with your spouse, your children, your family, your boss, care 10 times more with God. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious, holy, heavenly, merciful, great, and kind God, You are so loving, so kind, so good. You are amazing. I wanted to sing tonight, How Great Thou Art, because You are so great. You are so wonderful. You are so good and merciful to us, long-suffering to us. You love us beyond measure. You know our thoughts. You know our intents. You know everything about us, and You still love us. There's nothing we could ever do to make You not to love us. So we should just submit to You and just give You our hearts now. And we ask You, Lord God, take our hearts and seal it. And we ask You, Lord God, that each and every one of us would be able to make time and spend alone time with You. And we pray and ask for the Spirit of Truth to reveal truth in us about our characters. Help us, Lord, to be more like You. Jesus spent more time alone than He did it with the people. He spent all night sometimes alone with You, His Father. So I pray that You'd be with each and every person here tonight. Thank You for these souls that came out on a Sunday evening to hear Your word, to sing a praise, to have a prayer. And I just pray that You would hear their prayers and the cries of their hearts And if there's anyone here, Lord, that doesn't know you, it doesn't have that spirit, would you please go with them as they travel home and let them think about it while they're laying in bed, and let them not rest till they get it settled and give their heart over to you. I pray, Lord, for the salvation of our families, of our children, grandchildren, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, aunts and uncles. And we just pray, Father, that you'd use us, speak to us in the times that are alone, and reveal to us the truth about ourselves that we may fix it. And we just pray for healing. If there's anyone out there with a broken heart, I pray, Lord Jesus, you would heal them. If anyone is bound and captive by their thoughts, fears, and anxieties, that you would set them free. If there's anyone, Lord God, that needs absolute healing and love, I pray you pour out your spirit upon them even now. Thank you for this church. Thank you for everything that happened under this roof today. Thank you for all the souls that have been being saved. And thank you for saving the young people. Thank you. Those young people would not be here if their parents didn't bring them. So thank you for the parents caring about the relationship with their children. Would you please bless this church? Help us to reach our neighbors. Help us to reach our coworkers. Help us to reach Aston and beyond with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And use us and fill us, I pray, with the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you.